This is the Blaze and Access podcast, amplifying disability perspective one story at a time. Today is Wednesday, April 10th. I'm Blaze Bryant. Shout out to Max, who did the meatloaf approved 2 out of 3 on the Trivia Tuesday, which I'm going to take next week off from both Mental Health Monday and Trivia Tuesday, and I'll be back with you on Wednesday, April 17th. So for today, I want to talk about what's happening in the home care space throughout the country. Unfortunately, it's pretty straightforward and really depressing. Several states, including New York and Massachusetts, are trying to significantly restrict home care for people with disabilities, whether it is just restricting eligibility in general and otherwise making it more difficult to qualify for home care, or trying to reduce the number of agencies that provide home care to people with disabilities. Now, the first one is a bit more cut and dry. Making it more difficult to qualify is just so patently unacceptable for so many reasons. It just limits what disabled people are able to do and how they are able to contribute to their communities. If you don't have what you need to get out of bed, if you don't have those services, what kind of life are you living? Well, it's a pretty straightforward answer. You're living an institutional life that is draining your soul one day at a time. Now, the second part, in terms of reducing the amount of agencies. Now, granted, this is something that sounds really good, but to a point. Here in New York, there are over 600 agencies that provide home care that are considered fiscal intermediaries. In other words, they are the agencies that pay the aides and take care of the administrative stuff. So you, or if you are a designated representative, in other words, that is a person who manages the home care on a disabled person's behalf, they take care of that stuff. So you're just worrying about the home care, which, trust me, as a former home care recipient, that's enough to worry about. Believe you me. Now, as I said, there are over 600 agencies, and whittling that down isn't necessarily a bad thing. The question is, how much do you whittle it down? Now, what is being proposed by Governor Kathy Hochul and the New York State Assembly is to consolidate down to one agency that manages the care and other services, which just makes no sense, because then consumer choice is totally stripped away. And if you don't like how that agency, that statewide agency, is doing something, then you're screwed. You have no recourse whatsoever. A similar thing is happening in Massachusetts, I think it's being proposed, and perhaps other states as well. I'm just not personally as well versed on it. But here we are in 2024, and disability rights are really at danger. They are significantly in danger. Home care workers kept so many people safe during the pandemic, and yet the politicians, at the expense of pinching pennies to save dollars and cents, are making it more difficult for disabled people to participate in the community. And really, those home care workers should be celebrated to eternity for helping keep disabled people safe. Instead, the workforce and the people needing the care is just getting an enormous screw job. So, unfortunately, it's a pretty depressing hump day episode here, but why we need to be doing this work. BlazinShows@gmail.com. BlaisinShows@gmail.com. Follow the Blaze and Access podcast, your favorite podcast app, and on social media, Facebook and X, at BlazinShows. And if you have a minute or two, I would love it if you give us a rating and a review. That helps other people find the show when our transcripts are AI generated and are not perfect, but they do give you a baseline sense as to what I'm talking about here on the podcast. I will be back with you a week from today, Wednesday, April 17th. Have a wonderful week, and I look forward to talking with you then. This is Blaze Bryant, thanking you for listening to the Blaze and Access podcast, amplifying disability perspective one story at a time. Have a great week.